Yes.
That's perfect.
Okay.
Because before, you were feeling green-lighted.
Yeah.
Oh, we want to feel conflicted. Like, all of you, when you have an urge, we want to feel conflicted. Like, should we or shouldn't we? That's such a better place to be than, like, a little won't hurt. Woo-hoo! And then being conflicted on Friday, like, I lose so slow. It's too late. We don't want to be conflicted on Friday. We'll be conflicted on Wednesday night while we're making dinner.
It's usually Wednesdays.
Yeah. This is why, like, this is so perfect because it's like we need to be conflicted in the moment. When we can have a conversation with ourselves and we can feel the discomfort of being conflicted, because in that moment, I allow myself to sit there and argue for what I want and argue for my future. Because when I'm not doing that, I am only arguing for my want and be like, hey, let's just go. There's no reason not to. It's not going to hurt. We don't have a reason to think otherwise.
This makes so much sense. So, thank you.
So what I want you to do is like what I did with the other person, is I want you to think about this week and all the things you typically eat. Like, what are all those foods? Like, make a list of them and then write down, like, I'm going to probably think these little things, but here's the truth I want to tell myself. And I would, for all of you who have this excuse, a little won't hurt, every single week, before you start your week, do a thought download on, like, how I want to set myself up for success this week. What are all the things that I can do? What are all the little things that I can do to help me? And what are all the little things that I tell myself won't hurt, but I'm actually paying a huge price? And you tie those little things that right now feel really easy and pleasurable and good, your brain's like, hell yeah, that's what we want. Motivational triad. You're tapping my, you know, like, I'm like a slot machine and you just hit the jackpot. You want to tie those little behaviors to very painful results. You want to make it seem like this is the worst option ever and here's why. And then you do a list of all the little things that are going to help you and why they're going to be easy and why you look forward to trying them and all this other stuff. And you create like a very motivating and enticing picture around them.
Okay.
All right.